$100 cash to give away today to the best caller or texter. So stay tuned. It's a hot field. It's a really hot field. Now, after the first break, we're going to catch up with Rami Hayder. We do that each and every Monday on the program, the NRL Economist. He's going to take a look at some of the undervalued players in the game so far in season 2022. I reckon some of the names he tosses up are going to surprise you as well. And Sounds of the Game with Coach K. The winner of that will get themselves a Makita prize pack. Well, we do this at 2 o'clock every day on the program. We're going to catch up with Tristan Merlihan from Top Sport, home of the Top Sport betting multi. Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858. He's on the line right now. Hello, Tristos.
G'day, Jules. How are you going?
Going very well. How good is this? You've got four Aussies featuring in the round of 16 at Wimbledon. Hasn't happened since 1999.
Absolutely phenomenal. And on the betting side of things, there's a good chance a few of them will progress as well. So tonight we've got the Demon, Alexander Diminar, against Christian Garin. And he's $1.16, the Demon. Garin, $5.40.
Wow.
Then after that, we've got Aussie Nick against Brendan Nakashima, where Kyrgios is $1.27, Nakashima $3.85. So on the balance of probabilities, there's a good chance both of those guys progress, hopefully knocking on wood. And then
they'll meet each other in the quarters if those two go through too,
well,
on the same side of the draw.
Exactly.
As is Kubler.
Which is exciting. And Kubler, and how good was he in the previous game?
Wonderful.
Got a very, very big serve, and he's taking on Taylor Fritz. He's roughed in this game. $4.80, yeah. Fritz $1.19, but who knows what can happen in a match like that. I'd be looking at the tiebreak options for the first set score as well. Fritz, 7-6 is $4.80, and Kubler is $7. I think there's a big chance of a tiebreak occurring in that first set. So great stuff. And then on the ladies' side of the draw, Tomlinovic, is $1.77 for Cornet. So there's another Aussie there that's going really, really well. So looking forward to seeing how many can get through to the quarters. Just looking at the outright betting, Novak Djokovic on the men's side of it's $1.45. Rafa Nadal is $6.50. Mm. Kyrgios into $10, third favourite now. Yannick Sinner, $26. Norrie, $31. Diminar is $41. Down there, Kubler is at 500-1 still. On the lady side of things, we obviously lost the favourite there a couple of days ago.
Mm. Well, Cornet got her, didn't she?
Yeah. Yes, Cornet got her. So Gibert's $2.60. Halep is $5. And Anisimova, $9. Bedosa, $11. And then Cornet, the giant killer, is $17.
Yeah, Halep at $5 is interesting. What did you say Isla was, mate? $1.70 against Cornet?
In tonight's game. No, she's just slight underdog. She is at $2.07. Oh, Cornet at $1.77. So
I think she's a big chance. I think most Aussies are happy for Kubler to do so well. I mean, it was a number one junior. He was a really gifted young player, and he'd just been plagued with injury. They called him the right-handed Rafa. So he's got a lot of power in his game. I mean, he's 29, but this is sort of I guess you could almost call a late career reward for Kubler. But, you know, if he somehow beats Fritz, I mean, Fritz is the big serving 11-seed American. He meets Rafa then, you'd think, in the quarters. And then if he wins at quarters, well, then you could have an all-Aussie semi-final potentially, you know, between Kubler and either Kyrgios or Demon. It's unimaginable, wasn't it, at the start of the tournament?
Just fantastic, and it's been really, really good to see. Great to see the Aussies having such a good tournament.
Yeah, it's fascinating. Sinner beat Alcaraz, didn't he? Who was, I believe, on the third line of betting. But, you know, Kyrgios is 2-0 in his career against Novak, and he's never dropped a set to him. And Novak, the rightful favourite, as you mentioned, but, you know, if Nick can focus his game like he did against Krajinovic and not get distracted with all that other nonsense, he's a red-hot chance of winning this thing, seriously.
Yeah.
On his day,
definitely,
he's that good. All right, the Origin team's been named for Game 3. Of course, no Felice Kaufusi for the Queenslanders. Jeremiah Nanai to start in the pack, and then Tom Gilbert to make his debut off the bench. And then for the Blues, Payne Haas is out, which is a big loss. Jordan McLean is set to debut on the front row, and Jack Whiten, 18th man. So only one change of piece for both of those sides.
Yeah, and the betting is reasonably tight. It hasn't changed since the teams were announced. So there was a big move after Game 2 when the teams were announced. So it is pretty much as we all expected. Although, you know, I thought maybe Jack Whiten or potentially, I know Latrell ruled himself out. I thought one of those might have come into the side. But $2.25 Queensland, $1.65 New South Wales. So New South Wales short at Suncorp, 2.5 is the line. So cannot wait for that. Oh. Just over a week's time, going to be an absolute beauty.
Queensland, $2.25. Do you think that'll tighten come game time?
Hard to know. There was such a big move for New South Wales there last game. Yeah. But Queensland favourites at home in a decider, underdogs at home in a decider is certainly appealing. And I think Queensland's right where they want to be. They love going in as underdogs, and getting the opportunity to do that at home is a very rare air.
I don't mind that. 2.25 for Queensland heading into game three. We know how hard it is for the Blues to win deciders at Suncorp Stadium. We'll watch that market very closely. Thank you, mate.
Thanks, mate. Speak tomorrow.
There is Tristan Merlihan from Top Sport, home of the Top Sports betting multi. Download the Top Sport app today and, of course, gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858. Dave Clemmer's stats are better than most props this year. Why isn't he in Origin? Texas Tony. Good question. King in Coach K. Horry played in Game 3 of the 83 series. Yeah, he did. I remember that. Or I remember reading about that because I didn't remember the actual game there, Rooster Muzz. Thank you. But, yeah, Kevin Hastings did play one game in Origin. Andrew Walker. How has nobody mentioned Andrew Walker? Nathan Merritt, very popular. Alex Johnson, very popular. Merritt did play. Remember Nathan Merritt played one game on the wing. He should have played more. Was it 2013? I think it might have been. The problem is he was picked after his peak. He was picked on reputation. He wasn't picked in his prime. Keep those noms coming in. Who should have played Origin and didn't? 0457 736 736. All right, let's do this.